Let's see how the stack algorithm operates by following a sample of packet arrivals that we see here. In the leftmost corner, we see two black dots arriving. So there are two new packet arrivals in the very first time slot. This is a collision. None of them is successful, so both packets have to be retransmitted. The terminals flip a coin independently, and in this event here we see that one throws a zero, its packet stays in the channel and has to be retransmitted in the next time slot, and the other terminal happens to throw a one, so its packet goes down into the stack, it goes to the first position, its stack counter is one. In the second time slot, we see that in the channel there are two packets present. One is a retransmission from the previous time slot, and the other one is a new arrival. If we are lucky, there is a capture, as in this case here. So one packet leaves the channel, the other one stays in the channel, and because it sees in the feedback channel that there was a successful transmission, it retransmits immediately again. Its stack counter remains zero, and because there is only one packet in the third time slot, this is a successful transmission. Now let's go back to the packet in backlog. In the second time slot, it was at position 1. It remains at position 1 because in the feedback from time slot number 2, it says there was a successful transmission, so it remains at position 1. In the fourth time slot, there is no packet in the channel. It's empty over there. So we see that the packet in backlog at position 1 moves up. It moves to position 0 and it's retransmitted in the fifth time slot where it is successful. And then again, we see in the next time slot that there is no packet in the channel, there is no packet in backlog, so what we have observed here is one session. A session which starts with two packets, the third packet arrives in the second time slot, and all collisions are resolved after about five time slots. Then we have an empty slot, and we can start with the next session. As we see here, the second session of this figure is simply a session with transmission of one packet.